Hey there, I'm Michelle Stanton, your walking coach. Today, I've got a kick butt level 3 interval walk for you. To get ready, let's warm it up while I tell you all about it. What makes this interval walk a level 3 are shorter recovery bouts. You'll be going hard for 1 minute and then recovering at a brisk pace for only 2 minutes. That means a lot more fast walking during our 30-minute workout. But I know you are up for it and you are going to rock it. First, some safety stuff. If you're outside, turn your volume down low or use only one earbud. If you're on the treadmill, make sure you attach that safety clip. Now, keep walking. Warming up properly is key when you're doing a high-intensity walk like this one. You want your muscles warm and flexible, your joints lubricated, and your heart pumping more oxygen. Starting with a leisurely stroll allows your body to prepare for the work that's coming. Let's inch it up to a moderate walk as your body gets ready for today's challenge. Walk with a purpose. What's your purpose or intention for today? Looking to boost your mood, blast calories, get healthier, or just enjoy the outdoors? Walking can do all of that and more. Remember to always listen to your body. Some days you might feel good and want to push yourself a little harder, but other days you may not be up to going full steam ahead. That's okay. Work at the intensity that's right for you. Time to take it up to a brisk pace, like you are late for an appointment. Seconds until go time. How about we count our steps on this first interval to get a baseline? Then you can try to beat it during future intervals. Ten seconds to go. Remember to count your steps. Speed it up and count. push it, but not so hard that you can't speak. Really turn on the heat here. You can do it. 10 seconds. Bring it down. Recovery time. Back to brisk. How many steps did you get? Remember that number and feel free to challenge it by counting steps during any speed interval, even if I don't tell you to. Keep a good, strong stride. Eyes up, arms up. On this next interval, remember that longer doesn't mean faster. You'll cover more ground and torch more calories by taking shorter, faster steps. Ready? Let's go. Stay strong. Just think of all those calories you're blasting. High-intensity exercise bouts really rev up your fat burn and keep it in high gear for hours after you stop working out. Roll and push off with those toes. That's a wrap. Slow it down. If weight loss is your goal, you've come to the right place. In one study, people who followed an interval routine like this one lost over a pound a week without dieting. Keep that in mind when you need some motivation on your fast intervals. Get ready to power it up in 3, 2, 1. Think short, quick steps. Squeeze your back muscles as you pull your elbows back. You'll power your stride and get toned. Time's up, slow down. Those 1 minute speed bursts may feel tough, but they're training your body to burn more fat, so it's worth it. It seems like a good time to get another step count. Now speed up for some serious fat blasting. Go. Quick, quick, quick. You're doing great. Really power through those last steps and slow down. Phew, working up a sweat now. Did you get more steps this interval? If so, congratulations. Even hitting the same number is an achievement. If your number was lower, no worries, just reset. Focus on short, quick steps next time. Pump your arms, push off with your toes, and you'll get it. It's time to crank it all the way up now. Just think how much faster and stronger you're going to get. Experts say you can increase your lung capacity by 25% in 8 weeks. That's a lot more energizing oxygen. And relax. Way to show up. You deserve a break. Enjoy your recovery. Keep walking and you'll stay sharp. Walking counteracts the typical brain shrinkage that happens as you get older and reduces your risk of memory problems and even Alzheimer's disease. Time to add some pep to your steps. Walking faster now. Doesn't it feel easier to move when your muscles and joints are warm? The more you walk, the fewer aches and pains you'll have throughout the day. You are doing awesome, and you're done. Nice, steady pace now. Are you feeling energized? I hope so. Even if you're tired after your workout, exercise will give you more stamina throughout your day. I'm feeling a little need for speed. Let's go. Your heart is beating strong and it is happy. Our bodies were meant to move, not sit behind computers all the time. Way to go. Bring it down. One more set of intervals and it's cool down time. Don't stop now, only 5 more minutes to go. Walking 30 minutes, 5 days a week can help you live longer by up to 3.5 years. Walk more and that number goes up. This is it. Last speed interval of the day. Max it out now. Step, step, faster, faster. Seconds to go. Let's count it down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woohoo! Nice one! Take some deep breaths and shake your hands out a bit. We are approaching the finish line, and I am so impressed with you. You stuck it out and pushed through. Now let's slow it down for the cool down. Nice deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Keep moving. Let's release any tension in your upper body. Do some easy shoulder rolls, circling them back, and then circle them forward. Now reach both arms up overhead and stretch, and bring them back down and keep walking. I am so proud of you, and you should be too. Congratulations on completing today's challenging interval walk level 3. I hope you'll join me again soon.